A non-sponsored look at holidays in America. Valentine's Day. I've been on every end of Valentine's Day. In love, in unrequited love, in hate, happily solo, depressingly solo, and drunk, high, and wired with my dick hanging out in a closet at some strange coke den in Chelsea. And collecting the cumulative experiences in a one well-rounded observation, I conclude that Valentine's Day seems to be a bit cruel, if not entirely unnecessary. Not the idea itself, but the idea put into practice. When you add up the numbers, the odds are very, very good that most people will feel some degree of shitty on February 14th. And knowing that Valentine's Day means hundreds of millions of dollars for the greeting card, florist, restaurant, condom, porn, and eating an entire bag of Doritos in one sitting industries doesn't make it feel any less shitty. Valentine's Day is only enjoyable if you're in a solid, good relationship, which applies to how many of us? 25% maybe? Maybe. For everyone else, it sucks. idrinkforareason.com/valentines. It's a constant reminder, starting with whatever lead time the aforementioned businesses decide is needed for a killer Valentine's Day, blowing the previous sales record out of the water. High five, Stevens! Your idea to make chocolate-covered roses with butter toffee-flavored condoms for thorns? Brilliant. Anyway, it's a reminder of how miserable you are, even though 2 weeks ago you didn't seem really all that miserable or even preoccupied. You didn't really think about it that much, but now? Loser! At best, Valentine's Day is a nice opportunity to take time out of your tiring and unadventurous schedule to appreciate your partner. So what if it's obligatory? You still get a nice meal, get to remember what you love about each other, and fuck. Unfortunately, for most of us, there's a much greater chance of it being an awkward night, teetering on the cusp of derailment with merely the twitter of a butterfly's fart. Perhaps you have just had a huge fight over something trivial that got blown way out of proportion and turned into something else altogether. Here's some examples. Why don't you like the color purple? Well, someone's a pillow hog. I don't want to fucking watch The Wizard of Oz again. Well, then you fucking drive. I don't care what it's supposed to be made of. It made me sick. How can you spend that much money on baseball cards? I didn't know there wouldn't be any hot water left. It's not a fucking conspiracy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You used to fuck a magician? You really, honestly, truly believe that the spin doctors were underrated? Are you on just your third date, so you don't know how much gravity to assign this Valentine's Day date? Ignore it. Bring her a card. Bring a card and flowers. What? Thinking of breaking up? Just received your mail order bride who doesn't understand your crazy American custom and won't leave the train station? Were you just caught masturbating by your partner? Just discover you have breast cancer? I could go on and on. And here's the ultimate aggravation. Not one of the happy couples around actually need Valentine's Day either. It's always Valentine's Day for them. It'd be like having a nationally recognized Celebrate Your Perfect Health Day. We'd all have to spend the day watching a bunch of content, fit people flaunting themselves in front of the rest of us. People with limps, coughs, acne, glasses, crutches, and or wheelchairs. That's what every smiling, laughing, squeezing, kissing couple is on Valentine's Day. Unwittingly adding a teaspoon of bitter stomach acid to be drizzled over your heart like so much Malbec reduction sauce over your price-fixed duck confit. Everyone knows this, too. It's not like it's some mystery. It seems that the only people who really benefit from this day of forced love are those Casanova con artists from Italy or France who come to America and take a bunch of frumpy housewives and widows for all they're worth, or frumpy housewives in long-ago loveless marriages who subsist on reduced-fat cookies and delusion. Oh, and the makers of Stetson Cologne for Men and LastMinuteFlowersForFuckUps.com. My point is that it's more hurtful than helpful. Although I suppose it's nice to celebrate, and there's no better way to celebrate something than fucking. And there's no better way to celebrate the fact that you're fucking than coming. So, all in all, I guess it's better than Flag Day.